Throughout the day, tomorrow, sunshine. Nice day, but it's warming up and it doesn't feel like the holidays. Going to have those temperatures reach to the upper 70s tomorrow, and it's even warmer yet, Christmas Day. 50s and a few upper 40s in the morning go to a high into the upper 70s. Then 60s with a few upper 50s for the morning Christmas Day. Sunshine for the afternoon. Breezy with the high going to 80. 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof. We use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
Hear me good,
right? This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Okie dokie, pokey. Okie dokie, people. We're back. We're still here. Not sure about you. A lot of people are leaving California rather than standing their ground. This is what they want. This is it's Nero watching Rome burn on steroids. And it's the same Masonic orders, secret societies that are behind it. The Council on Foreign Relations is a secret service. It is a secret society in service to the British German Royal Crown. Not only are they willing to sacrifice their own people in Germany and in Israel. I mean, the Roman Empire marched in and flattened the Kingdom of Judea. Built a wall around it and killed every living creature, man, woman, and child, and dog and cat inside. And they've done that too. They did the same thing to Carthage. That's why I've said in the past that they are treating us like Carthage. And if you look at like how George W. Bush shut down the largest Hadron Collider being built in the world here in the United States, and what has happened to those tunnels and the tunnels that were being built to store nuclear waste. I think it was in Colorado. Huge, massive tunnels. And I guess these guys are all figuring that Nibiru or some exoplanet or whatever. I was listening to COVID Revealed and have been listening to it. I think that I was listening to Zach Bush. He's in, I think, episode 4. And I'm just not, they're saying that, you know, we've basically hit the end of, end of our cycle on pillaging. He didn't say pillaging, but on extraction of materials from the earth. And if you look up at night, you'll see endless resources up there in space that we have access to. And, you know, NASA's going to come under, and has already been coming under, intense attacks to privatize it and to have, because that's what they want. They want to create the corporate state. They want to take the rule-making authority, which is not supposed to exist, really. Executive orders are like, you know, they say, oh, well, George Washington did it. Well, no, he didn't. Not like what's going on now. Washington put out a request, an executive order, asking the various departments and agencies to basically report in and give a status report of where they're at. That's a lot different than telling agencies or departments or personnel of the federal government what to do and how to do it, let alone your own citizens. And I was actually, and I don't know if he's quite there, but I was listening to Jesse Waters on the Five from yesterday or the day before or whatever. And he was responding to AOC coming out and talking about executive powers and telling the president to, or saying that the president should use his executive powers since he can't get the legislature to do what they want because of Joe Manchin stepping in and saying, wait, this is cray cray. And if I agree to this, I'm part of it. He'd been saying no all along, and they tried to, and I would encourage him. I don't know if he's listening to the show. I doubt it, but hey, you never know. But to change parties and get as far away from these people as possible, because they you got to be careful too, because they've taken over not just the Democratic Party, they're deeply infused within the Republican Party. All you have to do is look at George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. All these people are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British, German, royalist secret society that wants to turn they want to get rid of the nation state. They want to have one world government and not just, you know, only where the United States is part of. The United States will be gone. So will Japan. And so will China. And China doesn't get this. I think to some extent they do. And that's why they're teaming up with Russia, because they're realizing that there's something cray-cray in the United States. And if anybody paying attention and thinking a little bit more on history, and that's where I was with what Jesse Waters said. He goes, you know, in response to what AOC has been putting out and what Biden has been putting out, you know, we might as well just have a monarchy. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. Good job, Jesse, but I still don't think he gets it. Jesse's a pretty smart guy, and I appreciate that he's gone that far. And I think he needs to realize that he spoke some real hard, solid truth in whether it's communism or socialism or any other form of collectivism, banking, etc. Banking is a form of collectivism. Any form of, it's probably the root evil of all forms of collectivism, to where basically you band together as a herd, as a commune, and put everything into one pot, and then elect a pot controller who controls the pot, to where they will limit and preclude, if not stop, you from taking what you've contributed into the pot out for the better good, of course. Meaning their better good, not yours, and not everyone else's. They have subverted and corrupted everything about what are... I mean, they've been attacking the Founding Fathers for some time. And I would say that there are some faults, of course, with the Founders. But they were born into a system they did not create. They did, much like many other people around the world, and I've mentioned this a lot, and I'll say it again, look to Montesquieu and his book, The Spirit of the Law, which identified in there for the first time and made it very clear that, well, as far as we know, because we've been around a lot longer and this has been going on a lot longer, and, you know, it's unbelievable that this level and degree of, you know, where we have a constitutional monarchy and or its agents acting within our government, and the fact that it's supposed to be a democratic republican government where the two are one and the same, hand in hand, is and has been going on for a very long time, and people need to wake up and wake up quick and start to learn how our government's supposed to work, how it was intended to work. We're going into our first break. 504-556-9696. Council on Foreign Relations. Look it up. Read up on it. Research. We'll be right back.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO from the Buca Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
All right, we're back. It's coming back music. I'm going to post some links. The first one is from VigilantCitizen.com. And it gets into, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the Vigilant Citizen, symbols rule the world, not words nor laws. You have to excuse me, I'm eating the remains of a Snickers bar that I was trying to demolish during the break and didn't quite make it, so I lost that race. If you go to the Vigilant Citizen, it has on there the CFR, which is the Council on Foreign Relations, just so you know. And I don't refer to the Council on Foreign Relations as the CFR. I don't want to confuse anybody. I want to be very clear. But I will refer to it as a CFR occasionally. but it released a promotional video with Richard Haass, who's been the president for the last 20 years since the Bush dynasty came back into power, and Obama is an extension of that, and so is Joe Biden. Angelina Jolie is in the video. So is Richard Haass. So is Rubin. And it shows a lot of chaos. And I mean, the Council on Foreign Relations has been its problem. They've been creating the problem. Reaction, what we are doing, like freaking out about COVID and everything else, and what are they going to do next, and what are they going to release next, and yada yada. And then solution, and they give us their solution. There's another woman in here, I'm trying to think of her name. I show it in the video, but go to, just type in the CFR releases a promotional video, and you'll find it. But at the end of today's show, in the archive, it will be posted along with several other links. Another link is to, I don't even know how to say this, ordoabacho.ca. It's an article, Trump is puppet of Kissinger. And it says, Trump is puppet of Kissinger, CFR, and Rothschilds, the true architects of Russian collusion. I don't know how, you know, it's showing Trump sitting with Kissinger as a very, very, very old man who's done a lot of dastardly deeds. And they talk about, I think it's worth reading, but it gets into Chauncey Trump, which is likening Trump, Donald Trump, to Chauncey Gardner. Gets into the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Council on Foreign Relations and all sorts of good, fun stuff, Rand Corporation, and more. And it will, the link for that will be up at the end of the show with the archive. And another one, 10 secret societies. It's on IlluminatiRex.com, secret societies, and it gets into, and the top 10 are the Bilderberg Group, which is more, I'd say sophisticated in a dastardly way, but more elite, fewer members, not like the CFRs, that all you have to do is pay for membership. Not necessarily, you have to be sponsored as well, because it is a Masonic order. Council on Foreign Relations, which is running our government, and this is to all you good Christians out there. If you want to stop, quote unquote, the apocalypse, it's in your hands. God has given you the power to prepare the way if, you know, you want the return. Let me start again. So the number one is Bilderberg Group. Number two is the Illuminati. Those are separate and apart, but they're not really necessarily. Number three is Skull and Bones, of course. Remember, John Kerry is a member of Skull and Bones. George W. Bush is a member of Skull and Bones. George H.W. Bush, whose son was also president, is a member of Skull and Bones. Their grandfather and great-grandfather, Prescott and Samuel Bush, are also members of Skull and Bones and also members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the number four is the Council on Foreign Relations. The number five is the Trilateral Commission that Jimmy Carter was a founding member of. And you might remember, what do they call it, the October Surprise? I think it was October Surprise, and in advance of the election and more, where Carter tried to go in and save the hostages in Iran. Oh, wow, Iran. Haven't we been there involved in Iran for a very long time, and Iraq, and funding these wars against each other and in the Middle East? And wasn't 9/11 all about that? And wait, who was behind 9/11? Well, Dick Cheney was the chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations while he was vice president and while he was collecting money as a paid representative of, I think it was Halliburton and or Kellogg Brown Root, KBR, while he was vice president. I've mentioned before how the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center was a test and to access the plans for the tower. And this was carried out by members of the Council on Foreign Relations like Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. These guys were in government. They didn't just pop up and get to where they were at. Overnight, they were positioned and put in place, just like Joe Biden, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations as well. Just like Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom is also a graduate of the World Economic Forum. That's a constitutional monarchy. The number five was a trilateral commission. Number six is a Priory of Sion. And a lot of people poo-poo that and say it's not real. And there's been documentaries and whatever out there. And believe what you want. Number seven is Bohemian Grove. That's real. Alex Jones has exposed that for what it is. Number eight, Freemason and others. Freemason, but he was actually got in there and took a video of the ritual. I'm trying to think of the name of the. It's the of the owl, which is a very old and ancient god that these people worship. So Bohemian Grove, Freemasonry, Committee of 300, and the Knights Templar. And this goes to Jacques de Molay and what happened with him, where he was executed for what he had done with the Knights Templar in front of Notre Dame. And it's one reason why, more recently, Notre Dame was burned. And, you know, people in power should know all this. People in power, in positions of power and trust, should understand all of this. This should be part of history, because it is part of history. They have a picture on here on Illuminati. Looking at the name, it's Illuminati Rex, and it's IlluminatiRex.com. They have a picture here about, and you can see Kissinger in there, the high priests of globalization, quote unquote, at the first Bilderberg group meeting in Oosterbeek, Netherlands. So the Bilderberg, which was started by the Council on Foreign Relations, which was started in 1921, and a lot of these secret societies, I mean, that's why Kennedy gave his speech. And I've mentioned that a number of times before, because he confronted Alan Dulles, who was the president of the Council on Foreign Relations while he was the director of the CIA. Kennedy fired him for that, and Alan Dulles, being a very vindictive man, along with his brother John and others, the British power elite, the deep state within our own government, took out Kennedy because that's what they'd been doing for a very long time, not just in Hawaii, Guatemala, Iran, etc. And, you know, using, if not physically assassinating, taking them out through other means, covert means, psychological operations, and more. We'll be right back. We're going to our break. 504-556-9696, bottom of the hour, Maritime Matters, focusing on the Council on Foreign Relations.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. State police are investigating two cases that certainly look like suicide by cop. First in Pointe-Coupee Parish, where a man crashed his car into a four-dosh home Wednesday night, tried to set the house on fire, and then threatened law officers with a knife and a gun. State Police Trooper Taylor Scrantz says 48-year-old Jesse Gaither was shot and killed. He says they are awaiting a blood toxicology test result.
Now that's what makes these calls that officers go on so difficult. They don't know what they're walking into. They go through training and de-escalation tactics, and these officers clearly tried to de-escalate the situation. However, Mr. Gaither dictated that.
In Vernon Parish, lawmen had seemingly no choice but to shoot 44-year-old Chantel Myers after she threatened them with a gun. She, too, was killed. Deputies were called to a home in Pitkin because Myers had been acting erratically and threatening others, then turned her anger on LEOs when they arrived. Sheriff Sam Kraft says he's taking heat because some say his deputy should have simply walked away.
If they harm themselves after we leave, it's our fault because we left. We can't retreat. When we get there, we have to, as best we can, get it resolved.
This is news on LRN.
Everybody has a story. A dream. We don't always know where it'll take us, even against all odds.
I was born small. They said I was weak, that I wouldn't make it, said my heart wasn't strong enough. But through the years, I've shown them what heart looks like, again and again. I've had help. Mom got me the right care and the right doctors from the start, with Blue Cross coverage.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Now, I'm the one breaking hearts. Don't let people tell you who you are. Show them.
With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to making your dream a reality. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on December 29th, it's John Mooney and Mark Stone. And on January 5th, Future Cowboys. Don't forget that 100% of the proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at The Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help. Call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit MADD.org for more information.
So I'm reading here at the and it's Ordo AB Chao CHAO.ca. I'll just read the whole paragraph. The pyramid recalls a similarly Masonic-inspired pyramid featured on the roof of the Israeli Supreme Court. Instrumental in its construction was Yad Hanadiv, an Israeli charitable foundation chaired by Lord Jacob Rothschild. David Rockefeller, the founder of CFR, has a longtime personal relationship with the Rothschilds. The CFR was a sister organization of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, both agencies of the Round Table, a secret organization created by Lord Nathaniel Rothschild at the bidding of diamond magnate Cecil Rhodes, and which was devoted to, quote, the extension of British rule throughout the world, end quote. David's grandfather was John D. Rockefeller, a leading robber baron whose conquest of America's oil industry was funded by the Rothschilds. In a press release, David Rockefeller said of the current baron of the family, Lord Jacob Rothschild, and I have known each other for 5 decades. The connection between our two families remains very strong. And it gets into the Rand Corporation. And if you remember Rand Corporation, and Brian, what were we talking about in the break? Or what was I mentioning? Oh, yeah. The North American Union, or NAU, is what we're living under. The United States is gone. That's why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are acting the way they are, to delay and dissuade and get you to just be pissed off and not understand what's going on. The North American Free Trade Agreement was actually passed by or under George Herbert Walker Bush. And then Bill Clinton had the duty of, because it probably wouldn't have passed under George Herbert Walker Bush. So Bill Clinton, who was a Rhodes Scholar and member of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with his wife and child, Chelsea, more members of the Council on Foreign Relations, enacted and put into force and effect through the, I think it was called the NAFTA Enactment Act or something like that, or Enforcement Act, or which actually took NAFTA that was passed under George Herbert Walker Bush, delayed it, and then put it into full force and effect under Clinton. And then eventually when George W. Bush came in, the son of a former president, that's royalism. That should wake you up and freak you out, much like Jesse Waters just had an epiphany. You know, we might as well have a king. And I appreciate Jesse getting to that point, but he needs to go a lot farther and get into the Council on Foreign Relations and talk about it. It sounds like Jesse Waters from the Five, and he's got his own programs, is there, and so are others, and starting to figure out, oh, no, they just want to, yeah, but who's behind it all? It's the Crown. It's the Council on Foreign Relations. It's these individuals who believe in royalism. And, you know, we've had this going. The fact that George H.W. Bush was president and then his son was president, regardless of if there's a vote involved, regardless if there's administrations in between, regardless of anything at all, it is the son taking over the seat of public power and trust. And I don't care if you liked Bush or not. He's an agent for the Crown, for the German, for the British German, and I would say British Yiddish German royal crowns. And these are people who advocate for and believe in a bloodline, and advocate and believe in royalty, and advocate and believe in kingdoms, and advocate for and believe in kings and queens, and yes, guillotines, even if they look like a needle, to where They don't care about you, your property. You mean nothing to them. I think Game of Thrones actually showed that pretty well in a number of ways. It's bad enough, and there's famous quotes from a lot of dignitaries in Rome and or throughout history of, you know, saying, well, you know, this is a republic and, you know, this is pretty bad. And it's like, yeah, but what other options do we have? You know, which is royalism, kingdoms, kings and queens. Queen Elizabeth owns 40% of the wealth through the City of London. And if you look up the City of London and those that are corporate members or individual members of not just the City of London, but the Bilderbergs and the World Economic Forum, which is a constitutional monarchy, and the Council on Foreign Relations, most importantly, because it started, it was the foundational, along with the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the, what did they call it in here, a secret organization created by Lord Nathaniel Rothschild at the bidding of diamond magnate. And it was not just diamonds, it was copper and gold and silver and all kinds of other stuff, where he marched in with his own private army into, and if you look at what's going on in Zimbabwe and South Africa, it's tied into everything that's going on around the world, by diamond magnate Cecil Rhodes, and which was divided or devoted to the extension of the British rule throughout the world. That's what we're seeing. They want to, and this isn't just about, I'm trying to think of what Zach Bush was using or what, extraction of wealth and or minerals and or commodities. You know, they're treating and they look at and see the world and all of us, 99.9% of us. And I don't, you know, if you're not a billionaire, you're not one of them. And even if you are a billionaire, you may think that you're quote unquote one of them and protected. You're not. And whether it be Elon Musk, who came from South Africa, wow, wait, that's where Cecil Rhodes set up shop and took over and played a bunch of games. And Teresa Heinz Kerry, who married Senator Heinz, who had the ketchup, you know, dynasty and condiments, not condoms, condiments, like ketchup and mustard, you know what I'm saying? 51 different products or more. Anyways, Teresa Heinz came from South Africa as well. And all you have to do is just read and, you know, read and understand and comprehend and do, you know, and I'm talking about history. You know, it's, these are not conspiracy. This, we're talking history, things that have happened. And when you look at them and tie them together, Henry Kissinger, look at how long he was in our, he was, I think he was Secretary of State initially under Eisenhower, and then was in very important, whether it was just even as an advisor, to presidential administrations from World War II, Eisenhower, just after, and, oh, I don't know, Korea, and, oh, I don't know, Vietnam, and, oh, I don't know, the Cold War. All of these North and South divides, including the East and West. Look at what's happened since the reunification of Germany and the wall coming down in Berlin. And what's going on, the EEC, the European Economic Community, has devolved into and become the European Union. And it's owned and controlled by Germany. This marriage, this unholy alliance between, and it is, it's a trinity, between the British royal powers and the Yiddish or Israeli and or Kingdom of Judea or Judah and Germany. Hey, Brian, you saying something to me? Oh, okay. These are not, I'm not attacking any nation or state or people. I'm pointing out the royal bloodline and or kingdoms from these that they don't want republics. They don't want self-governance. They want to treat us all as property and inject us and play with us and experiment with us, just like what happened in Nazi Germany. And it's the same family lines behind it all, and it's royalty. They think that there's way too many of us. And they're scared. And they want to take us all out. And the Georgia Guidestones should be freaking people out. Those things should have been torn down a long time ago. I'm not advocating for that specifically, but the fact that they're still standing is astonishing to me, because they're scary as hell. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
World-renowned Brennan's Restaurant is steeped in wine, and for the first time in 70 years, its award-winning wine program is led by an all-woman team. I'm Braith Tidwell, the wine director at Brennan's, and my gifted team of certified sommeliers stand ready to pair the perfect bottle from our vast cellar of 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles with your fabulous meal. Brennan's fabled two-story cellar has it all, including a deep collection of French Burgundies, limited-run California vintages, and over 100 selections of champagne and sparkling wines.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
All right, you hear the happy coming back music. Let me read a little bit more, and this is coming from the ordoabacho.ca. It's ordoabacho, and I have no idea, .ca. Articles, Trump is a puppet of Kissinger. Comrade Heinz. Kissinger's recent recommendations to Trump come from a long history of diplomacy inclined to the interests of the Russians. And I would have to say, yeah, from everything I've seen and read. And it's not just the Russians. It's a whole global, and it's not, I mean, there is a global communism movement afoot, but it's being pushed by the royal families of England, the United Kingdom, Britain, the British, German royal families. Not just in England or Britain or City of London, but in Germany and the Habsburgs and Austria and Hungary. But according to Colonel Mikhail Golyanovsky, a former KGB agent, Kissinger had been recruited by Soviet intelligence during World War II. Golyanovsky defected to the United States in January 1961, after which he went to work for the CIA until he was discredited when he claimed to be, you know, I'm struggling with these names, to be Tsarevich Alexei Nikolaevich of Russia, heir apparent to the Russian throne. Nevertheless, Golyanovsky was responsible for uncovering a long list of KGB and GRU agents and officers. Think of that. There's a TV series called The Americans, and it's about the whole undercover sleeper cell agents within the United States, which, you know, it's an interesting series and train of thought. But historian Richard A. Moss of the Naval War College, and there's a lot of defection and stuff going on with the Naval War College, recently published an authoritative book-length study titled Nixon's Back Channel to Moscow, Confidential Diplomacy and Detente, revealing how Kissinger established his own personal back channel, and all I think of is General Milley, and his back channel to the Chinese communists, to the Soviet leadership in 1968, soon after being named Nixon's National Security Advisor. Kissinger used Boris Sadov, a known KGB operative he met when he was visiting Harvard, to whom he conveyed his interest in improving U.S.-Soviet relations. Additionally, Oleg Kalugin, the head of the KGB station in Washington, as he recounted in his own memoirs, the first directorate, boasted that the back channel with Kissinger forged a direct line between Nixon and Brezhnev. And there's a lot more, like with Nixon, because Nixon was also tied to, I'm trying to think of the biomedical, not Roach, but it's not Hoag. It's a HMO, he was building, say again, Brian, did you say something? We got a few minutes. So Pearl's on the line. Let me see if I can, understand what she's saying. Cause we're having a problem with her, with her cell phone and her, telephone, but Pearl, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Can good, you hear me? Yes.
Okay.
What's the huge HMO in the United States? The first one that started HMOs to a large extent and did it under Nixon. You might know this.
He built
ships as well, and his name is escaping me. I don't know why right now, but I'm on overload trying to read this. And go ahead.
Okay. A lot of my notes, I can tell you, I'm is all over the place. But George H.W. Bush signed the treaty that started all the stuff that's going on. Okay?
Yeah, well, NAFTA was the
21.
Yeah.
Started. Then it became Agenda 2030. And now it is the Great Reset, okay?
But it's okay. Administrative law as well. It's not being passed, and this is what Biden is doing. It's not being deliberated and debated and passed by our legislature, our lawmaking body, which is separate and distinct. The president is doing it as the law enforcement official. So this is like a police commission or a police state, where the executive branch, the law enforcement branch of government, is passing the quote-unquote rules that become law. That's not our system.
Right. No, that's not. And this is what their agenda is. Okay.
Oh, Kai, I don't know why I couldn't. I was thinking of Kaiser. Kaiser Permanente was started with Nixon and Henry J. Kaiser, who built a bunch of ships in World War II that sank and went to the bottom. It was total war profiteering. And then he is involved with and talks to Nixon and gets the whole HMO thing going. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So it's like, and it goes way far back too.
Well, and you know Kaiser means king in German.
Yes. Yes, I do know that. But it also comes from, you know, that the Rothschilds are Jewish people. They were Mongolian. The Mongolian people that...
Khazar.
Rome. Okay?
Yeah.
They called Ashkenazi Jews, which means they're not really Jews. Okay?
Right.
They're from the Mongolian tribes. Okay? So all of this stuff is so complicated and intertwined.
Well, no, but it's so historical. It's so historical. Yeah. It's not... Because, I mean, there is a giant conspiracy or many conspiracies involved, criminal activity, but it's history. And if people would learn not just their own local and state and or national and world history, we'd all be in a much better and safer place.
Because people don't take the time. I happened to come across this, not by chance, but because I was asking questions about things I was seeing. And the more questions I asked, that's when I first got my computer. And it would all go back, and then somehow or other, it all became intertwined. So I started buying books like Skull and Bones and all
right.
different books and started reading about it, okay? And it is very, very evil because it goes way back in history.
Well, the,
see
the
some of the
Pearl, the not the pet, but the mascot for the Council on Foreign Relations is Baphomet, as far as I know and understand. So the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a secret service for the British Crown, they worship an ancient quote-unquote god with a small g, this thing called Baphomet, and they just recently had, and Alex Jones had it on InfoWars, I think, a coronation or a ceremony putting the baby infant Baphomet in a cradle at the state house in, I don't know where it was, Idaho or Wisconsin or somewhere in the Midwest. And there's a lot of people there protesting, but this is cray cray. This is the stuff that's going on. You got 1 minute, close out the show, and we'll be back next week, hopefully, and have a good Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Pearl, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, real quick, close out the show. You got less than a minute.
Everybody needs to say prayers, and they do need to research this, okay? And I don't mean just like regular. They need to go get books and research it, okay?
And help and protect people like myself who are trying to get the word out on.
Right, because I'm no one's going to close out on me, but Bitter and ex-governor, they in the council, in SCFR, Council on Foreign Relations, okay?
All right, we're out. We just got a couple seconds left. Thanks, Pearl, for calling in. Next week, people.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes